The 117th Christmas Bird Count is underway. The nationwide event is sponsored by the National Audubon Society. It gives bird enthusiasts the chance to get outside during the winter months to document avian species in their area. Volunteers monitor a 15-mile radius to record bird species. Sometimes the findings are unusual. In South Dakota, around 20 bird counts are set to take place over the next couple of weeks, including one in Pine Ridge. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Kenzie Wagner has this story.
Officials say the data from the Christmas bird counts helps scientists determine changes to birds' habitats, including how climate change is affecting certain species. Peter Hill is leading the Christmas bird count on Pine Ridge. Hill is a Lakota language teacher. He says the CBC is a prime example of citizen science, but admits the event isn't for everyone. Hill says being out all day in the cold can be a problem for some.
I always say I'll keep doing it even if I'm the only person doing it. It's fun to compile a count. It's fun for me to see, you know, how we compare to the previous year and, you know, just to be out there and in a time of year when it seems like everything's kind of, you know, gone or hibernating, you know, there really are. I mean, last year we had over 1,000 individual birds.
Hill says Pine Ridge's bird count last year found 6 new species of birds not counted from previous years. Last year in eastern South Dakota, the count included a tropical species of bird known as the Great Kiskadee that was thousands of miles from its home range. Officials say surprises like this are also part of what makes the bird count so much fun. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kenzie Wagner.
Some Christmas bird counts have been postponed due to cold weather. Find the full list of Christmas bird count locations in South Dakota on our website, listen.sdpb.org.